Praise the Lord, we are back for the second 50 minutes, and we're going to read, or Kathy D. is going to read from the book of Acts, chapter 28, the last chapter. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Verse 1.
And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, who, though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
Amen. Now I want to say something to all you people that are snake handlers. That's what apostles do with snakes. Throw them in the fire. You need to be delivered from that wicked spirit. Set free. By the power of the gospel, that is not God operating in your churches, so called. They're not a church of Jesus Christ. Let's go on.
Verse 7. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in, and prayed, and laid his hands on him, and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came, and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. And after 3 months we departed in the ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the island, whose sign was Castor and Pollux, and landed at Syracuse, and tarried there 3 days. And from thence we fetched a compass, and came to Rigdium. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren, and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum, and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage.
Hallelujah.
And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, "Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem under the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal to Caesar, unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, I have called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." And they said unto him, "When we neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not.
Amen.
And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our father, saying, "Go unto this people and say, Hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came unto him. And last verse, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him.
That's the end of it, right?
That's the end.
Now I'm going to tell you, that's the Roman spirit that caused Paul all his problems. That's where he was crucified. You know that? In Rome. That's where Peter was crucified. In Rome. Amen. What I like, Paul overcame that spirit, and for 2 years he taught in his own hired house. No man, what does that say? Forbidding him.
No man forbidding him.
Forbidding him. That's the power of God. I thank God for the walk that God has led me in and what I've had to overcome. Still at it. I want to say something about our worship and praise and something about Terry Myatt, really. Terry was with me for 30 years. I anointed him with the power of God in my house. And the power of God just tore his heart apart, set him free from all kinds of hindrances before he put him in the ministry with me. Thank God. He went to heaven in 09, but he left with me all these anointed songs, faith, anointing, strength, much strength. And even at Terry's services, funeral service, I saw God wanted waterblind young men to sing with him. His recorded songs, they've been doing it ever since. Well, they got their own, they're growing up in grace and faith, strength. But the power, the strength with Terry's songs and my faith are just like it was when we walked together on this earth. He was walking with me. Just the same strength, the same power, same anointing. And so we just keep on going. And the boys, young men, are growing up and everybody else. And I still have his help here. I do have a rather strange testimony about Terry. You know, in 04, when all hell hit me, and everybody thought I was through. You're done, man, you're done. You're in sin, you're this, you're that, and they said it. Well, I wasn't in sin, God bless you. It's time that you repented for your sins, accusing me falsely. How's that? And Terry, and one of the local preachers here in Plano got their hair cut at the same barbershop. And after I got in trouble, Terry would go to the barbershop and this particular preacher would be sitting there. And when Terry would walk in, he'd duck his head and look down. And Terry would just say, hello, use his name. And everybody then, oh, hi, Terry, you hypocrites. God has never left me. But you know what's incredible? I don't even know if God's ever been with you. Thank God.